At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
Oh.
Shall we get on with it, Rob? I don't mean to be funny, but I got things to do, okay?
Back off. Oh.
Neil, the baby.
Baby.
Oh.
Greetings, EastEnders fans, and a happy new year to you. Welcome to Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episodes broadcast between the 30th of December, 2024, to the 2nd of January, 2025. Hi! Hello. How exciting. New Year's Eve. Happy New Year. I hope you had a better New Year's Eve than what I did. Hello, Ray. How are you this week? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Rob. I'm grand, thank you. I've got two things to mention. One,
yes.
I apologise that your calendar has not arrived yet. So good. Our apologies on that one. It'll be with you next week. Number two, I want to mention.
Yes.
Is Rob is still not feeling well, everyone. Sorry, I kind of stole your news there.
Thanks. It's fine. I'm still ill, would you believe? Still ill. This is day 10 as of time of recording. Day 10. It looks like this might be a flu that I've got. I sound less corpse-like, I think, than I did last week. But genuinely,
you sound better.
Yeah, but internally, I've been deaf in one ear for about a week. To the point, we'll get this right. Like, music, you don't believe this, do you? But, like, I was listening. When I started watching EastEnders on New Year's Day, like, I was playing my phone as the title started playing. And then I looked up because I thought they'd changed the music. What has happened is that I've been deaf in like either one or both of my ears for so long now that my hearing has become altered and everything music-wise sounds a semitone higher.
Yeah.
Which is a thing,
apparently. Just to let you all know, Rob has got an appointment with the doctor tomorrow to check for his ears and his sanity.
It'll be
frequencies and vibrations or something, won't it? Something sciencey.
Anything can happen over this podcast now for the next hour.
Oh, dear.
I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy. Actually, that's a lie. I would wish this on my worst enemy because he's my worst enemy and he's an arsehole.
Who is your worst enemy?
Never you mind, but trust me. I'll tell you off camera. Yeah. But trust me, I do wish this on my worst enemy. And anybody who says that they don't wish this on their worst enemy is lying. Don't try and tell me that you're the good guy. They're your worst enemy for a reason. You want them to suffer. There you go. Right. So, we'll try and get on. I'll try and stay alive throughout the entire podcast. What a week it's been, eh? This has been a pretty spectacular new year.
Very. Do you know what, Rob? I'm going to say something controversial, and I don't think I'm learning this.
Right, yeah.
No, it's not that controversial. I feel like New Year's Day was better than Christmas Day.
I have seen this. I've seen this on...
And I feel like they should have done it the other way around, perhaps, but obviously it wouldn't have maybe had the same effect.
No.
But I do feel like it was a stronger episode than Christmas Day.
That's fair enough.
In my opinion.
I have to say that. I think they both had... I think they both had their strengths.
Yeah, definitely. I think it was bad Christmas Day, but...
New Year's Day was more of a spectacle, wasn't it? It was a bit more stunty. Yes. It was a bit more... It was all on location.
Yeah.
That location, by the way, is cursed for weddings. So, would you recognise the location for the wedding?
Was it the same as Ronnie and Jack's?
Yeah.
Ah, I did wonder that because there were a few references I noticed as well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm pretty sure that Phil and Stella got married there as well.
Ah, cursed. Interesting. Did not know that. Can I say one other thing, by the way, though, about New Year's Day? 10 p.m. was far too late. I was actually fuming.
You're in bed.
I was in bed.
Yeah.
right? Tried my best, so like, I can't actually stay up this late to watch it. So then I, as soon as I woke up, I had to try and stick it on to watch because I didn't want any spoilers to, you know, spoil it
This
for
is
me.
it, yeah,
So
exactly.
it's a bit ironic in a way. I feel like they should have just aired it at 8 p.m. on the day and not done it on iPlayer. I don't know. Does anyone, do you agree with this? Did anybody else have this issue? Do I just go to bed too early? Is 10 p.m.
Yes,
a reasonable time?
I'd say you're literally living your life like an old woman these days, right?
I
Bed by
don't
10.
think I'm alone in it though, because like it's New Year's Day, people are going back to work the next day, you know?
Yeah,
Anyway,
yeah, yeah. No, mate, fully
let me know
fair.
if you
I mean,
agree.
10 o'clock was late to be airing it, but I thought it was worth the wait, to be honest with you. It was a really strong episode, and we'll get to discussing it later on in the podcast. We've got a few storylines to get to. First, sad story potentially, I think, coming with Nigel. We'll discuss that in a moment. And then we've got a few other little love triangles building, which I believe may be pushing us towards the choice for the anniversary. So much to discuss in the first Albert Square After Dark of the year. Right then, let's start discussing Nigel. I think we got a very sad hint of what's to come with Nigel this week, didn't you? Well, I say
Yeah,
this.
definitely.
You get it now, did you?
Shut up, Rob. Stop outing
Sorry,
me.
sorry, sorry. So I reckon we are probably heading towards a bit of a dementia slash Alzheimer's thing with Nigel. And if you look at Nigel's scenes so far within that context, this first scene with Yolande, when he said that he came back to Walford for memories, has a slightly new connotation towards it now, doesn't it? That's quite sad.
That makes more sense. Yeah, if
Bless
that,
him.
bless him. But then, mind you don't know, do you, what they're thinking? If obviously we are merely speculating that this is what it is, but it does look like it. I'm just thinking, what does his brain think of the text messages and happening? Because he's said to Phil that he's had a, he's split up with his wife, but yet she's texting him.
Where it
So is he
sounds like he's kind
confused
of run
by it,
away from
or
home, doesn't it?
yeah? So why would he then say that they've split? Unless he's thinking of his of a different
Unless he's maybe
partner.
th unless he's thinking of Debbie.
Yeah,
And
that's what I'm
he's
wondering.
getting
He's
confused. I
getting
mean,
mixed
obviously Debbie,
up. Yeah.
I know Debbie died, but
Yeah,
it's
but
as you
yeah.
know, I think it gets to a stage where you just sort of get so confused
Yeah,
with
it
everything.
does.
I mean, they often say about people in that situation that actually your kind of memory from years and years back is like proper clarity compared to like 5 seconds ago.
Well,
So,
my granddad had dementia
yeah.
and I was talking to him so clearly, but he thought he were in his 20s again and at work. So in that regard, it was really coherent and
Yeah.
everything he was saying, and he was telling me he were on his way. This is why we were in hospital. Oh, I'm on my break. I've only got 10 minutes. I'm on my break at work. I've just got time to read newspaper. Very clear in that moment, but obviously they're just in the wrong frame of time. So it'd be interesting if that's why Nigel's gone back to Walford, because in his brain, he's in that part of his life again or something, perhaps, which is why he's gone back.
I wonder if we might see scenes of him starting, of him trying to, going to work, trying to
Go
open up
to Dot's house
or
or
the video
something.
shop or something. He used to own the video shop, didn't he? So I think it's going to be moments like that. I wonder if it's Julie, who I think we had an island look. We briefly, very briefly, met Julie towards the time of Nigel's exit. So I don't know if we might see her again. I don't know if they'll get the same actress back for that. The way that they're doing these things at the moment, I'm sure Glenna's, even if this woman has quit acting, Glenna's like, come back to Walford. Come on,
Come
come on,
on,
go do this properly. So we shall see on that front.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Nigel's very much sort of trying to get Phil to sort of integrate with the Mitchells a little bit more. But every time that he does that, what tends to happen is that Sharon and Teddy are sort of there together and kissing and sort of all proud of themselves. And it just sort of pushes Phil away. It's quite sad to watch
I
this,
mean,
really.
it's fair enough though as well if you don't want to be around that. And to be honest with you, it's all fair enough if you don't want to be watching his missus with a new partner who's your second cousin. Like, I think
It's not that
that's kind of
difficult,
fair
really.
enough.
I mean, Sharon and Nigel had quite a nice scene either this week or last week where they were talking about like how Sharon said that it's, she feels like she's been a bad friend to Phil, like he's been pushing her away and he's been letting her. And it's sort of like, well, yeah, because surely, Sharon, you're not so dumb that you can't see exactly what's going through Phil's head every time that you kiss Teddy in front of him.
So maybe stop that a bit, and he might want to actually
Maybe.
join you a bit more. Or
But I mean,
I
at the
know.
same time, you can also say, well, why should I? Because this is my new relationship and he's going to have the go
I
for that.
get it.
Him sulking isn't exactly a new thing, is it? Like
No, true.
Surly Phil isn't a new facet of his character in any way. So
Perhaps it should be somebody other than Sharon who's trying to get him out of a shell. Or maybe just like meet up with him when you're not with Teddy. I don't know. I don't know.
But then, are you giving them Phil the wrong impression of that when you do that?
Yeah, true. You could see that being interpreted the wrong way, perhaps. Yes, giving him false hope.
Yeah, and then when you've got Nicola stirring the pot in the background, it's sort of a bit
Well.
awkward, really, isn't it? So I'm very I can't wait to see where the Nicola Sharon Teddy Phil dynamic. Nicola tried to kiss Teddy again this week on New Year's
Yeah,
Eve.
didn't she? Oh, that was so awkward. I
So
actually felt
cringe.
quite, yeah, I
So
felt
cringe.
embarrassed for her.
I
It was
mean,
quite a desperate
she's
move from somebody like her, weren't
It
it?
was, but I it was just that I'm assuming this is a follow on from last week. Clearly, she's taken more from that than Teddy took from it, or rather,
Yeah.
Teddy's giving himself had a word with himself since then and sort
Oh,
of
I
pushed her
forgot
away at
about
that
that,
moment.
actually. Oh, yeah, I did forget about that. Yeah, okay, that makes it, yeah. Oh, it's still awkward, though.
Also, Nicola in charge of the club, I love. Works.
Yes, it suits her. Yeah, I'm here for that. Yeah,
I think
she was good
Harry's
at doing
barn
the
is some
countdown and
ridiculous name for it, but other than
stupid
that,
name, very stupid name for it. She should have just
but
kept it as Peggy's, shouldn't she? I
I
feel
mean,
like she should have just.
she's got no association with it, has she?
I know, but I guess they needed a bit of a rebrand after that crush as well, to be
I know
fair.
you sort of
Like,
wipe all the memories away from that.
we're new owners, it's
Yeah, I
different
mean,
people.
what I will say is the New Year's Eve at the club, especially, looked amazing, didn't it? Like
Yes.
they EastEnders more than any of the other soaps, and it doesn't take much at the moment to be sort of looking in the papers to see what's going on financially with the other soaps at the moment. And I assume EastEnders is part of that at the moment. Nobody knows the BBC's financial issues
Yeah.
better than the papers, it seems. But EastEnders has become very, very good at making their crowd scenes look spectacular. Like the atmosphere for New Year's Eve, I thought in the club looked amazing, didn't it? Like loads of
They got.
extras.
I feel like during COVID times, EastEnders were always better at making scenes look
Always,
crowded than other soaps.
yeah. They
So maybe
always
they've
put a
learned
little
from
bit more
that
effort into
and
that sort of thing. They always have, haven't they? And it pays off, I think. I think it
the
pays
little
dividends.
details. Yeah, definitely. It did feel like very crowded, but not overcrowded to the point of being a
Of being a
crush
crush. No,
event.
because Nicola is
Yes.
very much following the rules on that front as
Oh
it
yeah, I'm
is.
sure. I'm sure that she's
Yes.
very health and safety
Yes, very
minded.
health and
Yes.
safety conscious as our Nick.
Yes, conscious, that's the word.
So yeah, I mean with Phil, I wonder is he gonna sort of go down a little bit more before Nigel's story kind of picks him up again? I feel like that's what's gonna happen. He'll realise what's going on with Nigel and it'll give him a sort of purpose
A
to sort of
purpose, yeah, totally, yeah. It'll be interesting because I don't know, I'm just confused about where Nigel thinks he is and, like I said, like what he thinks has actually happened with his wife, who clearly
Well, I
hasn't
don't
left
know.
him. Or.
I feel like we're quite early on in his
Yeah.
diagnosis. So, I mean, we know that Nigel's stint has been said it's a long stint that he's back for.
Yeah.
So, this story could potentially go on till Christmas 2025,
Yeah.
you know. So we don't know. I mean, an Alzheimer's storyline, they can take their time with it. It tends to be something that they can show all the facets of. It's going to be devastating. Paul Bradley will be amazing at it because I have to say, every scene with Nigel has been an absolute triumph for me. I've been loving the Phil and Nigel scenes.
Yeah,
And
same.
like, again, it's this humanity of Phil. It's making Phil out to be a human being again rather than the
Phil
sort of,
helping him shave his beard.
oh, so sweet. They're so
And then be
cute
like,
together.
don't tell anyone I help you shave your beard, though,
Yeah,
Nige.
it's so cute. I love it. I love it.
Yeah,
It's so
it
adorable.
was
But like
very
a
sweet.
really, really gritty, down, rough Bert and Ernie, aren't they? They're so cute. It's
Yeah,
so sweet. It's so
yeah.
sweet. And this is the thing with Nigel and Phil. Like they've always been sort of like really different personalities. Like
Yeah.
Nigel was always like this sort of really affable, polite, really nice
Yeah.
person. Then best friends with the Mitchell brothers. Mitchell brothers, by the way, we have some news to share later. We'll discuss that later on the podcast. Very exciting, which I
Exciting.
assume will be an additional element to both of these stories, Phil's loneliness and
Yeah.
whatever is it's going to turn out is going on with Nigel. But I think we got a pretty solid hint this week of where that story
Oh.
might be going. I know it's going to be sad.
It is that though, isn't it? Right? It can't be
I
anything
can't think of
else.
anything else
Because,
it could be.
I mean, it would, to be fair, it would be an easy slip of the tongue to call Phil Grant if you know both
They
brothers
are
and have
practically
been
the
close
same.
to them. Yeah. Like, it wouldn't
But
be that. Yeah.
unfortunately,
But
in
I
the world
think
of
it
soap, you
is.
don't
Yeah.
have slips of the tongue. They don't tend to
No.
exist, do they?
No, it's for a reason, isn't
You
it?
only slip
Oh,
your
poor
tongue if it
Nige.
means something. So, yeah, it is sad.
Bless him.
So, we shall see how that plays out. Right then, ladies and gents, let's talk about number one of the love triangles. Right, first of all, let's discuss Ruby, Stacey, and Martin. Not a huge amount going on with them this week, but enough for us to kind of say Martin, I think, is trying to get his feet back under the table with Ruby. He's liking this whole little family setup he's
Is
got going on
he?
now. I kind of think he
Is
is.
he?
Do you
Yeah,
not
I
think he
think he
is?
is. It's just been quite the switch from when he said, oh, I'm just going to try and fool her. And now it's like he's
Oh, yeah, he's changed
actually
his tune.
fallen for her.
Yeah.
I don't know. Part of me's like, is it genuine? But I do think it is because of how he's then been with Stacey about it. So
Yeah.
then I was like, because obviously Stacey were annoyed and he was like, well, Stacey were in the middle of all the Eve stuff, Eve being in hospital, and he's like, you need to apologize to Ruby. And I'm like, Martin, there's a time and a place, mate. Like, I don't think she needs to apologize to anyone right now.
I mean, Stacey had a massive go at Ruby for merely existing this week, essentially.
Fully
But
fair, thought it was
I
fully
do you think it
deserved
was
and fully
fully
fair.
fair? Yeah, I'm sort of with you on that. I'm sort of like, because I don't really know what Ruby thought she'd achieved by turning up like that, because
I
she
just
could have
love
just
that Stacey just called her out
pulled her out
so
straight away on
like
it.
bluntly about it, like dolled yourself up to come here and use it as a
Yeah,
pulling, time.
yeah.
Like,
Which
yeah,
she had.
like
Did she misread that? I
totally.
don't think she did.
No,
I think it's
no.
exactly what she did. And then she had the absolute gall and tenacity to start to sit there all upset and be like, I shouldn't have come. I shouldn't have come. And then just totters off in tears. It's like, no, too right, you shouldn't have come.
Oh,
What did
thank
you
God.
come for?
Is
Yeah.
my mascara still okay?
Yeah, just check my bum as I'm leaving. Thanks, sorry. Like, ridiculous behaviour. Absolutely ridiculous. But Martin, obviously, like I say, he's changed his tune fully. And he's on Team Ruby now, and he said that Stacey was well out of order when she has a best friend slash wife like dying in hospital. And
Yeah. That's what I mean. That's what, because at first I was like, oh, this is all put on from Martin. Like, he's just trying to trick Ruby into custody or something.
yeah.
But then when he had that go at Stacey and we're like, oh, you need to apologize. I was like, oh, no, he's like, he wouldn't have said that in that moment if it weren't genuine, I don't
I don't
think.
think so. No, I think he's
No, I think
well,
he is
they've.
fully
Yeah,
Team
they've had a
Ruby,
couple of
innit?
kisses now and everything, haven't they?
Yeah,
If he
yeah.
is playing her and thereby us in the moment, then he's playing a
Because he could.
blinder.
He could be trying to play Stacey as well so that she's buying it. You never know. Maybe he's like trying to play both Stacey and Ruby so that Stacey feels like he's genuinely going for Ruby to make it more believable.
I mean,
I don't think Martin's got that in him though.
this is what I mean. It's very
As I'm
convoluted for
saying that,
Martin,
I'm
isn't
like,
it?
nah, that's not Martin.
I mean, it's just so. I mean, and what about Ruby? Do you think there was anything more sinister going on there than her literally just trying to impress Martin? I don't feel, or she
No, I
wasn't
feel
trying to
like she was
get
just
Stacey to
like,
have a go at her there. It wasn't one of those sort of honey trap moments where it's just like, this is going to
no,
really wind
no, I
Stacey up.
don't think it would. No,
I'm going to
I
make
don't
her
think
look
it
really
would.
stupid.
No, I don't think it was that extreme. I think she was just thinking, oh, look, I'm just so involved in everything in Martin's life. We're a team now, so I'm going to come along. If Martin's there, then obviously I'm going to be there. I think that's what it were.
Because
Yeah,
she
I
wouldn't
don't
have turned
think
up
she
if
thought
Martin
she.
hadn't
No.
been there. If Martin had still went to
No.
her and said, can you go to hospital, please? I'm a bit busy selling
Yeah.
fruit and veg on the market. But Stacey would
Well,
love
I've
it
got
if
to
you did
stay
it in my
looking after the
place.
kids. Can you
Yeah.
go and check on Stacey?
Yeah.
No,
She
she
would have done
wouldn't. She
that. Would have
literally
done
went
that.
because Mark. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
She just went because of Martin. But not to. I agree. I don't think she went to wind Stacey up. I think she was just thinking, if Martin's there, I need to come along. Yeah.
By the end of the week, Stacey has come around the corridor. And they're knocking
Oh.
each other's faces off. It's quite sad, wasn't it? Like, poor Stacey. Like,
Yeah.
starting is like relationship goals in many ways. Like, they're just sweet, right? Considering some of the relationships that Stacey's had in her life, like, Max, who she was sleeping with while she was going out of his son, less sweet than anything that's ever gone on between Stacey and Martin. Stacey and Martin, from the beginning, have been quite a sweet sort of couple to sort of want to be, I think they're adorable when they work. And the only problem with Stacey and Martin is that they don't allow themselves to work sometimes. I think if there's something to be, if there's a blockage to be found, they will scramble around till they find it in order to stop themselves just being happy together. And Ruby is blockage, is the current blockage that Martin is choosing to use at this particular moment.
Honestly, Ruby, it would have all been fine if you'd have not come. But then again, they have got
Kid,
Roman together.
kid. So how do you see this playing out?
I still can't decide, right? The only thing I keep thinking is Lacey Turner is quite clearly pregnant and leaving, right, for maternity
Yes.
leave. So how is she going to be written out? Because she's got to leave for an extended period. And I just
Yes.
think she's going to end up getting, they're going to write it in that she gets like really jealous of Ruby or something, or she starts getting in between Ruby and Martin, which Ruby doesn't like, so Ruby's going to get Stacey sent to prison for
Yeah.
something. Something like that, and it's all obviously going to happen on the 40th. That's where
Yeah.
I'm seeing it going.
It's next month, by the way, Ree. Can you believe that? The 40th is next month.
Oh, wow.
I know. Weeks
Yeah.
away. Mere weeks.
Yeah.
Exciting. Can't wait.
Very.
What? Oh, there's so much to come. And it's like, it feels like that, yes, they've got stuff in the, they've got stuff ready to go for it that we know is coming. But at the same time, it also feels like we have no idea in many ways how it's all going to fit together. And there'll be so many elements. Like, I think everything that we know about the 40th on its own isn't anything, it's like nothing compared to what the whole sort of the whole thing will be. I'm very excited about it. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. I feel like this choice thing actually is going to be so far down like the list of things that are actually happening on the 40th. Like
Yeah, I know what you're
it's
saying.
a nice little additional thing. Like, they're not going to leave the viewers in charge of like the A storyline of the week, are they?
No,
So
no.
it's this is a nice little element, and it kind of feels like the Ruby Stacey Martin thing might be the
Yeah, I know what you
choice.
mean because you would think realistically, if they're making us choose. They can't write so many scripts ahead based on both options. So maybe it's going to be
Yeah.
that somebody's, whoever's chosen, is going to be written out. Like, either way, they're all going to be written out for time. I don't
Yeah,
know.
yeah, yeah.
In
I
which
don't
case, it
know.
could be Ruby Martin and Stacey,
Yeah.
because then that could be another way of writing Stacey out. But again, I don't think they can do that because then Martin and Stacey can't both leave the kids. They're going to take the kids with them. Oh, I just wish I knew more about what was going to happen.
Who knows? Let us know in the comment section how you think this is all going to play out. Other love triangle, which we feel could be a contender for the choice, is Harvey, Kathy, and Jean. Meanwhile, whilst all of this love triangleness is going on, before we get to the Harvey and Jean thing, we should mention that the Cindy investigation sort of is there in the background
Of
throughout the
course,
week.
yeah.
I really enjoyed at the start of the week that scene of Kathy walking through the square on her own, where the radio was talking about
Radio.
this woman that had been attacked in Walford. I thought that added a really nice sort of
Yeah.
realistic side to it. I enjoyed that. I thought that was good.
Yeah, it was. But can I just say that scene, perfect,
Yeah,
brilliant.
yeah,
But
yeah.
the only thing, this is where I don't like the block storytelling as much, because I feel like we could
Okay.
have done with just a scene at least this week of
Of
Cindy in
Ian.
hospital and some of the
Yeah,
family
yeah,
there and Ian. Yeah. I
yeah.
feel like just one scene would have been nice, but to have
Yeah.
literally the only
Just
scene that we
Kathy, yeah.
got was Cathay listening to
Yeah.
the radio and then speaking to DCI Arthurs.
Who,
I
by the
don't feel like
way,
that was quite enough. Yeah.
Arthurs and Kathy are slowly but surely becoming the new Phil and Marsden, which I'm quite enjoying. Quite like that. Like, of all the people that were going to have a police person rival, I didn't think it was going to be Kathy, but my God, it
No.
works. I love
Well,
it.
it's fair though, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, here we are again, getting involved in Christmas
Yeah.
Day drama again, are
I
we,
just loved, oh,
Cathay?
yeah. So, I mean,
Yeah.
I love that scene where he sat down next to her and was like, so, another eventful Christmas day, was it? She's like,
Yeah.
yes, it was, yes.
Same place as well.
You had a theory about Cindy's attacker, didn't you?
Well,
Battles down, everybody, for a re theory, a
a
theory, a
theory.
theory. Go on.
Right, I'm just going to start it off by saying I don't actually think it is this, but I do think it could
Okay.
be a good twist
Okay,
if it
okay.
is this.
Yeah.
It's a possible twist.
Okay.
So I saw online that somebody speculated that they thought it was Tommy thinking that he'd attacked Kat because
Okay.
of. Right, so Cindy was wearing a fur coat on Christmas Day, and they
Yes,
did
she
make a bit of
was.
a point about how Ian had bought her this fur coat.
Yeah.
And I did notice it myself because I always see Cindy in that camel coat, which is what she wore in the flashback.
Yeah.
Anywho, so the theory I saw was Tommy's hit Kat thinking it were it. Tommy thought he was hitting Kat, but he's actually hit Cindy, which then got me thinking, but Kat's got dark hair, so surely you'd notice. So who else is blonde and wears a fur coat? Enter Sharon. Was it Nicola thinking that she was hitting Sharon? She just saw from behind a lady in a fur coat with blonde hair. Was
Yeah.
it Nicola? Was it a mistaken identity?
Mistaken identity. Yeah. Could be. Could be.
Could be. Probably not, but it is, you know, it could be a little
Put it
twist on
out
it.
there. Let's put it out
Putting it
there.
out there.
Get
I'm
out
putting it on
there.
recording, okay? Because there's so
Riffing.
many times I've said things not on recording that it'll
Absolutely right.
come.
Yeah. Let's get
So,
evidence. Evidence. This is the
evidence.
difference between Arthur's and you. You're getting evidence recorded, which is why you would make a fabulous member of Walford Police.
CCTV, mate. CCTV.
This is essentially CCTV
That's
that we've
what I'm
got going on
saying. Do you
here.
know what I
Yeah.
mean? You know what I
Take a
mean?
lesson. Take a lesson, Walford
Could learn a
Police.
few things, Arthurs. Anyway,
So that's all.
anywho.
Anywho, we'll find out next month who attacked Cindy, but
Yeah.
mistaken identity, it's a possibility. Meanwhile, obviously, Kathy is sort of getting interviewed and sort of because the police have listened to the recording of Cindy's confession and they've basically come to the conclusion, right, well, that recording would have upset a few people, wouldn't it? That would put the cat amongst the pigeons, yes.
Especially
So,
you, Cathay. You'd be a bit
yeah,
upset by that, wouldn't you,
especially
Cathay?
you, Kathy. And so Harvey decides to jump in, basically, and say, oh no, she was with me. She's with me. And
Well,
this
you had the
kind of,
theory last week that
well,
he actually was with her.
yeah.
But I don't
But it
think he
seems that,
was.
no, I don't think he was either. But it seems that what he's actually done is put himself in that position in a lie. Because Kathy was sort of looking at him like, pardon, what are you talking about? And then sort of realised what he was doing. But in doing that, it's raised Martin's suspicions, who has basically turned around to Kathy and goes, know what you like. Are you having an affair with him then? Is this what's occurring here? What's occurring? What's occurring then?
Oh,
Ow.
what's caring?
Ow. Ow. What's occurring here?
Sorry, me and Rob have been very distracted doing lesser
Ow.
impressions. Sympathy.
Ow.
Oh, what's occurring,
What's
Kath?
occurring?
What's
Can I just say,
occurring?
anybody outside the UK has got a clue what we're talking about.
No.
So, and Kathy's sort of like, he said to Kathy, you're having an affair. You're having an affair, aren't you? You're having an affair. And Kathy's like, no, it's just a kiss. Just a kiss. Like, kind of forgetting that out of Auntie Kath and Jean, you feel like Martin, who would Martin side in those two situations? It was an interesting sort of, like,
Well,
with Jean or with Auntie Kath.
I mean, Auntie Kath for family loyalties, but
Yeah.
it's Auntie Kathy who'd be doing the wrong in this situation. So Jean,
Yeah.
perhaps, because it's
Yeah.
Jean who'd be getting
Jean's
Jean
going
who's
through it at the
essentially getting
moment.
cheated on. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
But can you
morally,
imagine Stacey's reaction if she discovered that Martin knew about an affair and did nothing? That's not going to
Oh,
help,
well,
is
there you
it?
go. That's what's going to
That's
come
not
out
going to
then.
help.
That's
Yeah.
yeah, that's not definitely not. And maybe he's gonna confide in Ruby, then
Yeah,
Ruby
that
will
won't help
know.
either.
And Ruby might then, oh,
Ow.
so
Yeah.
Martin's gonna tell Ruby in
Yep.
confidence.
Yes.
Ruby and Jean are gonna end up having an argument, and then
Yeah.
Ruby's gonna throw it in Jean's face and be like, and then Jean's gonna be like, what? What are you talking about, Harvey? What's all this? There we
Yeah.
go. That's what's
There you
gonna
go.
happen, isn't it?
There you go. We
Writes
shall
itself, to be
see.
honest.
It does. We shall have to sit, wait, and see what occurs, what's
Yes.
occurring. But
We need to stop
stop. That's enough. It's enough. Stop it. It's not, this is not Barry after dark. This is Albert Square after dark. We should
That's
behave
right.
ourselves. Yes. So we'll see how it plays out.
Yes.
But interesting that we've got yet another sort of love triangle going on. Does suggest that maybe that's going to be maybe the choice.
There's a lot of love triangles, aren't there,
Well, I think
actually?
this is the point, isn't it? This is the point. You've also got this. You've also kind of got the Phil, Teddy, and Sharon triangle as well. Maybe that might be
Ravi, Denise, and Jack.
Jack, yeah. So there's a few little options out there, aren't there, for where the choice might actually come. So just have to wait and see which one occurs.
Watch this space.
Watch this space indeed. Right, ladies and gents, we know what you're here for, and that will be the discussion of the Panacell Unwin wedding. So, biggest storyline of the week was the Panacell wedding. Wow. Right? Some really, really, really strong stuff here. I mean, first of all, I want to throw props to Christopher McGill, who was this week's director. Some stunning stuff there. Like some really cool shots, some really nice location work, some really nice stunt work, some really nice camera work. Loved all of that. I thought it looked fantastic. Everything about the wedding and everything
Yes.
leading up to it looked amazing, I thought.
Yeah, actually. Well, that's why it felt it was very much a spectacle, wasn't it? Yeah, it was really good. Sorry, when you mentioned his name, then I was like, oh yeah, he posted all those clues
Yes, that
actually.
was him.
Even now
Yes.
looking back, I don't see what any I wouldn't have guessed that he
What
would
was
have
the
been all
train
of
about?
that.
Like, is the thing that Nish grabbed to pull Suki down with him the train on the, on that particular
No,
dress? Is that what it's
no,
called?
it's called something. I can't remember the name of it now, but it's part of the like part of the traditional garment in Sikhism, I think.
Yeah. So
Can't remember the
it's
name
not
of it,
called a
but
train though.
it was actually quite not iconic is not the word, symbolic,
Symbolic.
actually, that
Yes.
he held that, yeah.
Yes,
Yes.
because I saw a comment on Facebook saying that that is actually part of the ritual between husband and wife, that he will
Yes,
grab that part and it sort of
something,
symbolizes them together, which in Nish's brain is
yes.
totally what he'd do at that moment. So I thought that was actually so clever the way that they did that, but not to
Yeah,
be out.
I hope they explain that a bit more in depth, because obviously I'm wondering if is Suki going to remember what happened, but obviously no one realized that he grabbed that except for the audience.
No, exactly. I think it was just for us, really. I feel like, you know, Suki's okay. I think everyone's going to be fine, apart from Nish, who is deaded. But I feel like everybody involved in the situation is going to be physically okay. Mentally, that's a different matter altogether.
Well,
Because a lot's gone on with the Panasars, slash
yes.
Gulatis, slash Nandra Hearts. So,
Slash Unwin.
yes. So, yes. And how nice is that? Suki Panasar Unwin and Eve Panasar Unwin, like that on the stars of
That's
the
nice. Yeah,
credits.
I like that. Yeah.
So all of this obviously was built up because we knew that Nish was kind of taking ground around the corner from the square in a sort of dingy little flat, and Nugget was the only person that knew where he was, and he's been
Oh,
manipulating Nugget as a
Nugget.
puppet. I know, using Nugget as a puppet and getting him, like, you know, medication, drink, and food, and all that kind of thing.
It all makes sense now. When we were fuming that Nugget didn't get involved when when Nish and Suki had that little run-in a few weeks ago, and it was Avane who really laid into him. Ming, you were wondering like, why has Nugget not got involved? Like, Nugget was just kind of there and didn't do anything. Now it kind of makes sense.
Yes, it
Now it
does.
makes sense so that he could be the one who
Yeah,
Nish turned to.
Nugget's journey, I think, was interesting this week. He's getting so much crap online, right, Nugget, about his role in
Oh.
everything, I hear. It's so unfair, especially when you consider Vinny's role, which I will come to in a moment. Right.
Yeah, no, yeah,
Out of the
right.
two of them, I think.
On brand,
Right, I'm sorry, but the
you know.
second that Vinny was left alone with him, it was like, oh, they're
Like,
doomed.
well, we
They're
know
all
where this is
doomed.
going.
They
Yeah,
didn't even need
exactly.
to show it for us to
No.
see, for us to know what was
Yeah, that's
happening.
so
They didn't
true.
even need to show it.
We
They were
already
like,
know. We
all
already
we
know, don't
knew,
we,
the next
Matt?
time we see Vinny is either going to be unconscious or he's going to be holding his head going, ow, oh, he
Yeah,
hit
and Nish
me.
is gone. Shock.
Yeah,
How did
shock
Ravi
horror.
not click to that? My
I
God,
know. Well,
Ravi, come
because
on.
Ravi kind of sensibly thought, I'm going to take a phone call, Vinny, all right? It's going to take me the grand total of about 4 minutes at the very longest. I take it I can leave you with this dying old man for 4 minutes
Four
and nothing
minutes,
will go
yeah.
wrong. And then he's like, yeah, that's
Wow.
fine. Yeah, God, take five. I don't care. It's all good. No, couldn't. I mean, I thought that Nish was tied up.
Yeah, I did want. No, he
But,
wasn't.
well,
Why didn't.
undoubtedly would
Why
have made
wouldn't
much
you tie him
difference.
up?
Undoubtedly would have
Well,
made much
that's true.
difference.
No, that is
Could
true.
have been tied up with guards on either side, guns pointing at his head, and he still would have overpowered Vinny. You could leave Vinny in charge of a baby and a bag of candy, and that baby would definitely lose its candy. You know, it's
I
ridiculous.
mean, yeah, it is. Bless him, poor
So
Vinny.
take it all out on an influential young kid because he was a little bit involved, I don't think is
Well,
fair.
this is it. There are certainly two sides to the coin with the Nugget stuff, because on one side, come on, like how Avani said to him, like, are you dumb? Come
Oh, I
on,
know.
like, what were you thinking? But on the other side of the coin, we know that Nish is a master manipulator. And he did manipulate Nugget, bless him,
Yeah, of
this
course he
week.
did.
Well, past couple of weeks. So yeah, I can see both sides. But yeah, come on, Nugget. Come on,
Bless
man.
him. Bless him. I
I
mean, he's got a
know.
lot of guilt to be built to be playing with after the events of this week, including the fact that Suki basically nearly died. You know, Nish nearly killed at least three people this week, which is insane, really, if you think about it, all in one night.
Yeah, three different women in one night.
Well, his first one was
Well,
Denise, who basically
yeah.
got an inkling that something Nugget was up to something, followed him back to the basement flat, and Nish had like this bottle that was exactly the same as the one that Denise hit him with. Like, has he just been keeping that just in
Was
case
it the
Denise?
exact same
I think it was
bottle?
pretty much the same. It wasn't the
Yeah.
bot same bottle, but it looked like the
Yeah,
same,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
branding and everything. It's like, have you been keeping that just for this occasion?
Clearly.
Clearly.
Oh, was it? Did it? So was it some champagne that he was going to poison or something?
Maybe,
Was that the
maybe.
bottle and that's why he had it there? Maybe it was something like that. Yeah.
Maybe. But either way, he knocks
But
Denise out with that. So
handy, yep.
that's that. He's got his revenge on Denise, who, like I say, we didn't really see sort of like how like Denise will be fine. Let's be real. Denise will be absolutely fine
Yeah.
because she's got Ravi and Jack to be dealing with in the
Yes,
coming weeks. So
exactly.
Denise will be fine. So then Nish makes his way towards the wedding. By this point, Nugget has sort of confessed to Vinny and thereby Ravi what exactly has been going on, and Nish's taxi is stopped by Vinny standing in the center of the road. I mean, I wouldn't be worried if I was Nish at that stage. Bless him. Do you know what I
No,
mean?
I bet he was just
Well,
like another obstacle.
another
Okay,
obstacle.
one last game before it
Yes.
all ends.
And then, ever
Yes.
so slightly more intimidating, Ravi opens the door next to him and goes, "Out, come on, let's go."
Out. Yeah.
And like I said, and then obviously, like I say, he then overpowers Vinny because, of course, he does, and ends up at the actual hotel slash mansion house where he manages to poison because he's had this poison given to him by that fake doctor bloke, the one that looks like Grey.
Yes.
So also the po he poisons Eve Champagne. And because a bless, because the glasses have all been sort of
S&E
made with
on it, so you know that
S and
it's going
E,
to definitely go to Eve, yeah.
Eve takes his poison, starts going like me if I've taken too many sambucas, just sort of lands on her back like, and then this big old battle ensues between Suki and Nish. It was quite exciting the way it all played out. I was sort of like, I don't
Yeah,
know how
very.
this ends. This is all very, very
Yeah,
exciting because they could have
yeah.
had about like five different Duff Duffs in that last 10 minutes, I thought.
Yeah, definitely no. Yeah. I
Yeah.
did I will I did think I thought somehow there's going to be a knife there and someone's going to get stabbed. That's where I was thinking. I did
Yeah.
not see the balcony part coming at all.
No.
Oh, talking of, sorry, rewind. We
Yes.
missed the like hen night where he was going to
Oh, he was
kill
gonna
Eve,
stab.
weren't
Yeah,
he?
I mean,
Yeah, he was
let's
going to
talk
stab
about
her
that.
there
Yeah,
and then.
before we get to the fall, let's talk about that hen night. I loved
Yeah.
everything about that hen night. I thought it was
Yeah,
so
it's
cool.
brilliant.
So
Yes.
cool. New Year's
Yes.
Eve, and everybody, it's just like all the women are just getting pissed together and they're sort of sharing stories together and playing Never Have I Ever. And
Yeah.
Priya's like trying to give them the best lesbian hen night there's ever been. Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it. It's
Yeah.
brilliant.
It was. Oh, we found out that Mers had a dalliance, didn't we?
Well, now, who do you think this is with?
Not Pat.
It sounds like it.
Is that what you thought? Because she like went to say it, didn't she? And it looked very much
Yeah.
like,
Yeah.
yeah.
I'm fairly sure that it was Pat because Mo has spoken before about how her and Pat had a night on the baby sham and, stuff occurred. So,
Oh, so it was Pat.
sounds like it was Pat.
Wow,
Yeah.
there
They've
you
actually
go. There
made
you
that
go.
canon, which is great, I think. I
Wow,
love that.
fair.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Why not?
yeah,
Why not?
yeah. Why not?
But yeah, like you
But yeah,
say,
so he goes as a delivery driver, doesn't he? Reckoning that
right,
he's got a parcel for
I
Eve.
was going to ask you about this as a club owner. Have you ever had a Amazon driver turn up to
Yeah.
the club? Have you had this?
Yeah, of course you can. Yeah,
Really?
but it's, yeah, not for a customer, though. Not for a
No, for you.
customer. No,
No.
yeah, for,
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
for you.
Well, if you
Yeah,
get a
but not for
parcel
like.
sent to, no, not for a customer.
No.
No, not for a
It's
customer, no.
ridiculous.
But also, you know, it's 20, it's, I'm going to say it's 2024, Rob. It's
It
2025,
was
Rob, you
then. It
know.
was then. It
It
was
was
then.
then. You know, if somebody, it wouldn't be, I don't know, the hen night were there, like, it wouldn't have seemed that out of place if somebody had sent a gift to the, like, hotel, would it? You know what I mean? Because they know that they're going to be there. And Eve did say, oh, my friend said she was sending something. But yeah, I would be like, really, to the club?
Yeah.
Okay. You
Yeah.
would go, wouldn't you, out of curiosity if somebody says
Oh
there's a
yeah,
parcel
totally. Wouldn't
here?
you wouldn't
But
necessarily
yeah.
think that your wife's psychopathic ex was standing with
Yeah.
a knife in the corner?
No. But having said that, I can't imagine like any kind of door or security being like, right, I'm going to go out of my way to go and find that customer in here who's had an Amazon
Yeah.
parcel delivered to the front door.
Absolute
Yeah.
madness.
But hey, yeah.
So yeah, that was all really, really nice. Loved all of that. But it kind of implies that Nish has got murder on his mind. He's sort of
Yes, of
very much
course.
impl he's very much planning on taking somebody down with him. I feel because he when he got his taxi to the wedding venue, he said, "No, I don't need a return trip." So Nish had it in his head, "I'm dying at that wedding, whatever happens."
Yeah. Yeah,
It was
he
effectively a
knew,
suicide
yeah.
mission what
And
he
I'm
was on.
taking you with
So
me, Suki,
yeah,
yeah.
yeah, yeah. And the
Honestly.
way that Nish played that, I thought I can't knock him for the way that he manipulates everybody in that situation, because ultimately,
Yep.
He got his final wish that we've said all along that he wanted Suki to be by his side when he died, and he got that. And the way that he made that happen was quite spectacular, I thought.
Yes, very much so. Do you know what? Obviously, hate Nish, like,
Of
and everything
course.
that he does. But I did think, you know what, Nish, you can be proud of yourself. You had that one last moment, didn't you? You had that
Yeah.
one last moment of manipulating everyone and getting
Well, I
what you
mean,
wanted. There you go, pal.
for as far as final lines go for a villain, right? You're nothing. You're a waste of space, a bastard son from the day you were
Oh.
born. It's very Game of Thrones, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I've not watched Game of Thrones, but yeah, it sounds like it.
It's pretty Game of Thrones what he was coming out with there. And obviously this enrages Ravi, who's come to the balcony to sort of save the day.
Yes.
And no, he's basically kind of pushing Ravi to push him off the balcony because he's
Yeah.
standing on they're standing on the edge and he's gripped Suki's dress in his hand ready because he knows what's coming
Yep.
and basically infuriates Ravi into killing his second paternal figure in the space of 2 years.
Oh yeah, of course. I didn't even think of that. Killed
Yeah.
his second dad, hadn't he? Well,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. Pretty
Oh
much.
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's gonna mess with Ravi's head, isn't it?
But this is what I'm thinking. Will Suki remember what happened? Because right now, nobody actually knows that Ravi pushed Nish, do they? No one actually knows.
Did they not? Because I was kind of like
No.
there was people sort of watching what was going on. Did they? And Ravi
Yeah.
was sort of standing there over the balcony going, oh my God, once they'd fallen. So they know that Ravi
Yeah.
was up there. So for
Yeah,
them
but
both to fall,
they
no.
don't know that he actually pushed Nish because he went downstairs afterwards, weren't they? And everyone kept going, "What happened? What happened?"
Yeah, that's
Everyone were
true.
asking him. No, I don't think anyone actually knows, and he's
Okay.
not confessed it to anybody either. So it'd be interesting to see if he confesses it to Denise or Priya.
Yeah, so it's very much going to rely on Suki's reaction when she sort of properly
Yes, and
comes
whether she
around, isn't it?
remembers.
Yes, I mean I can't see because now the whole thing with it being we won, we're free, we've won. So is she going to want to take that away from Ravi? Like she's not going to want Ravi to go to prison because of effectively helping her win in that regard, is
No,
she?
because he didn't push Nish knowing that Suki was going to go
No.
with him. He just, and I think Suki knows how manipulative Nish was. Like, I don't
Yeah, of
even think she'd
course.
hold it against Nugget for doing
No.
what he did. She'll know that he was manipulated. So no, hopefully that'll be the end of it and Ravi won't get into trouble, but it depends. There's going to be an investigation. Will it be DCI Arthur's on this one? I don't know if it was
He's very
Walford
busy.
Stomping
He's
Ground,
very,
this
very busy.
wedding reception. So it depends on whether Suki remembers and decides. I mean, maybe she'll remember and decide to lie and say, no, he just decided to take us both. I don't
I
know.
reckon. Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting sort of little thing for Ravi. I mean, I love it for Ravi because it gives him another layer. I think Ravi is a really layered
Yeah,
character. I love Ravi.
very. Yeah.
So this gives him an additional sort of layer to play with because that is going to mess his head up. The fact that he's killed both Ranveer and Nish.
And yeah,
And he's so
definitely.
easily triggered as well, isn't he? Like, all it takes is for someone to imply that he's not the son that they wanted. And he's like, ah, like the Incredible Hulk and kills people. It's great. Like,
And you
it's.
know what, Ravi? Don't listen to them. They're just jealous. They're
They
just
haven't got your
jealous.
arms. They're furious.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I'm jealous. I'm jealous. I'm exactly the same. So the other kind of side of things I really want to discuss is Priya, who I thought was stunning this week, right?
I told you she were a good mum. I've been
I love
telling you
her.
all this time. She's a
Love
great mum.
her.
Yeah.
Love her. The way that she stepped up, she was like, I don't know what I'm doing, but let's get a bottle of bleach and then everything will be fine.
And
We
just
just need
go
to
for it. We'll just
just
bleach
go for
everything
it.
down.
Get some marigolds. We'll get some bleach. Everything will be fine.
Is this the right thing to do, though? Because both Priya and Ravi have decided let's cover up the fact that Nugget, has been
Yeah.
part of Nish hiding away. Would it not just be better to admit to it all, doing
Yeah, I mean, I
nothing?
don't know. I kind of feel like the police aren't going to give Nugget that much shit for this.
This is what I mean. Even if they knew, if Nugget just confessed and like, I've been helping him, but explained the situation, like he's been
Yeah.
manipulating me, I felt really guilty, he was dying.
Yeah.
Would the police, like, I don't understand the need to cover it up. For me,
I
I'd be
think it,
like, I think we
yeah,
need
I
to hold
mean,
his hands up. They're probably going to find your text messages on your phone anyway.
it,
So.
yeah, they will. And it depends on how Nugget now feels about the situation because he found, when they were cleaning the flat, he found that picture
Yeah.
of him and Avani, which still kind of planted that seed of he loved me. He loved me. Like, I was very important to him. So he still got that in his head. Like, yes, he's aware of everything that he's done, but he's still very much under the idea that Nish completely loved him. And I think, did he? Like,
I think he
in
did.
the way that
Yeah,
Nish
no,
can
I
love
think he did.
anybody. So,
Yeah. He still manipulated him,
yeah.
but I do
But that
think
is
he
love for Nish, isn't
genuinely
it?
loves his grandkids. Yeah, I do think he does, but that don't mean that he didn't still manipulate him and do wrong by him just because he'd loved him. I mean, in his own way, he probably loved Ravi and Vinay, but look what he did to them. So yeah. But he's a lot for Nugget as well. He's a young guy, isn't he?
Yeah,
Like,
of
he
course
can't
he is.
understand all the
No.
complexities of a man like Nish,
His
really,
family is
can he?
bloody complicated if you sit and think
Yes,
about it. And he's
to
got to try
say the
and process
least.
all of that, you know, and he's
Poor
just
Nugget.
witnessed someone die by falling off a balcony.
That moment of Freddie like trying to shield him from seeing it as well. Yeah, that were a nice little addition. It was very well directed, actually,
It
all of
was
that.
so
When you
well
think of all the
directed.
little
Oh,
details and
and that
stuff.
one shot on the episode afterwards where Ravi was sort of making his way through the hotel, that all filmed in one shot.
In one shot.
I love one shots. We
Yes.
don't get enough of them
Yes.
because they're hard to set up. Like, but, you know, if you're going to do a one shot properly, they need to look like this is a one shot and this is why we're doing it.
Yeah.
It needs to
Yeah.
look amazing. And that one really did. I
Yeah,
love a
it
one
did.
shot.
Yeah, really well directed, actually. Yeah.
Really
Yeah.
well directed this week. It was lovely. And I wonder now what happens with the Panasars and Nugget's role within it and Ravi's role within it and how, because Ivani's clearly still very pissed off with Nugget and I feel like she would drop him in it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, is she gonna what? Who's she gonna drop him in it to, and why? Is she gonna maybe? I mean,
Is
right.
she going to tell Suki maybe one
Well, this
time?
is it. This is it. But like I say, I think Suki had just to give Nugget anyway and go, well, you got manipulated by him. It's fair enough. I'm not forced. Did we at any point think that Suki was actually gonna die? Because I didn't. As soon as they were falling, I was like, Nisha's gonna break a fall, obviously.
I was more concerned about other people in the whole thing. I was worried that Nugget was going to die. I was worried that
Yeah,
Ravi was going to die or
fair.
Vinny was going to die or something
Yeah.
like that, you know. As a
Collateral
bloke,
damage.
I didn't think Denise was going to die for a second.
No,
And I
no.
certainly didn't think that either Suki or Eve was going to die.
No,
So
no.
I was kind of more worried by
I did wonder about Eve, actually. I must admit, at one point, I did wonder if Eve were going to die. I will admit that, yeah. I didn't think Suki was going to, though.
No. But it's yeah, I think it's I th it was really well done. It was a really exciting
Yeah.
set of episodes, really nicely put together, really nicely written, great scripts by Kevin Rundle, marvelous, 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 and great performances. I thought everybody absolutely played a blinder. And I absolutely loved the way that Priya sort of basically like went into mother lioness mode and sort of was trying to protect Nugget and trying to keep
Yeah.
everything under control. That hopefully is going to build a bit more in the coming weeks as things start coming out and sort of the impact that that's having on the family. I'm excited about that.
Did you see you saw the behind the scenes of New Year's
Yes.
Day? Yeah, that EastEnders have shown on Instagram and social media if you want to watch it. And there was a part where they were interviewing him and they were saying that it was the first solo scene that Priya has had with Ivani and Nugget that they can
Yeah, the
recall.
big
Did you
old
see
long
that
one.
bit? Yeah, that's the first time that they've had a
More,
scene with
please.
Priya in the room on her own with the two children. Also, there was a parallel to Nugget at the pool table to Ronnie and Roxy's wedding, which explains it. I wonder if it was the exact same pool table that they used from the
Probably
wedding.
because the balcony that they fell from is the same one that Ronnie and Roxy were getting pissed on their
Yeah, there
or
you
getting
go.
pissed on. Pissed
So many,
out
and then,
of the balcony getting
yeah.
pissed.
Getting drunk.
Ow, what's going on? Oh dear.
Oh, no,
So
fell out.
there we go.
Yes.
So gold stars this week, Ree.
This is a really hard one. Can
Hard,
you go
hard.
first? You go first, because I
Okay,
think I know who you're giving it to.
I think I'm gonna give mine to Priya.
I thought you were going to. So, to be controversial, because it's going to be the last one that he'll ever get, and even though, like, he tried to kill three women that night, I'm
Sure.
just going to give it to Nish,
No,
because
I
she
mean,
can.
you
It's the
know,
last one
whatever
he's
you've
going to get, and.
Absolutely. And whatever your thoughts on Nish, I think Navin Chowdhury has created a
Yes.
brilliant role in Nish.
Yeah.
Fantastic villain that's really
Yeah.
sort of realistic, I think, that you can imagine a man being that horrifically controlling. And he's not a villain that you kind of didn't understand his motivations all the way through. You got what he was thinking.
Yeah, that's
Twisted,
true. Yeah.
twisted, and as warped as his thinking always was, I think Nish was a really solid villain. That
Yes.
didn't actually have to be a serial killer to be a really despicable man.
That's so true. Yeah, he wasn't at all, was he? Attacked a few people along the way, here and
Yeah,
there,
but you
including his
know.
own kids, but
Yeah.
YOLO! YOLO.
YOLO, YOLO. Yeah, no, I'm gonna in a weird way, I'm gonna miss Nish because I'm sort of curious
Yes.
as to where the Panasars go from here, from this point onwards. You know, because
It is
their
interesting, yeah.
story has been very much sort of directed by Nish in many ways. So where do they go from here?
But then before Nish was here, we had a lot of Panasars without him, so there's definitely
Yeah,
ways that they
yeah.
can go. But it's interesting because just a few weeks ago, we were fed up of Nish and we're like, oh, come on. And
Yeah.
then New Year's Day, we're all fed up. We're like, come on, let's have that
Yeah.
one last bit of Nish drama. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, loved New Year's Day.
Good stuff.
Yeah,
Good stuff.
thrill.
There we are then. Right, ladies and gents, we've got a little bit of news before we get to your comments.
So we have a return that's been announced.
Spoiler
Spoiler
siren.
alert.
Nina.
Nino,
Nina.
Nino,
Nina.
Nino.
Nina.
EastEnders have officially released this.
Yes.
So if you have missed it, I'm going to let you know what it is. Ross Kemp will be reprising his role as legendary Grant Mitchell as EastEnders prepares to celebrate its 40th anniversary. Grant's complex familial relationships has seen him at the forefront of some of the show's most iconic and memorable storylines. And whilst the circumstances relating to his return currently remain under wraps, if his past stints are anything to go by, there is sure to be drama. Speaking on his return, Ross Kemp said, "I'm delighted to be returning to EastEnders as the show heads towards its 40th anniversary. EastEnders has always meant so much to me, so to return as the show is about to celebrate such a special anniversary is an absolute honor. Grant has never been far from the action, and let's just say this time is no different as he certainly comes back with a bang." Chris Crenshaw, executive producer, added, "We are absolutely thrilled to welcome Ross Kemp back to EastEnders as he reprises the legendary role of Grant Mitchell. Whilst I'm not currently revealing exactly what brings Grant back to Walford, I can say that his return will play a significant part in the show's 40th anniversary and will make up many moments of truly unmissable TV." Ooh.
So
Exciting.
I think out of the potential returns, we kind of figured Grant was going to come back, especially with what's going on with Phil and Nigel. I
Yes.
think Grant almost felt like a missing piece within that unit, didn't he? So, of
Definitely. And if anyone's going to get him back, it's going to be Clenn, isn't it? Let's
course
be
it is.
real.
Of course
Let's
it
be
is.
real. Okay.
Yeah, go on.
Theory. Right. I don't know how Grant's going to come back and for why, unless it's going to be that Phil says, come back for Nige. I'm now wondering, isn't Nino, you already know it's a spoiler section. If there's going to be a fire in the Queen Vic, is it somehow going to be Nigel that sets it alight somehow with his dementia or something? Is
Maybe, maybe.
he going to think that they're back in the Vic and he's going to go to cook something and it's just going to be something like that? I don't know. Just throwing that one out
Who
there.
knows? Maybe, maybe.
Interesting.
I mean, it's very exciting. Because, you know, as we go towards the anniversary, this is now what we've gone to expect over the coming weeks. And I think we're going to get some surprises. I feel like this is the thing. I don't mind that they released that Grant was coming back because I feel like
No.
it's not a surprise necessarily because
No.
it's a great thing. Don't get me wrong, but I feel like Grant's the one you bring back for the anniversary for these big moments, isn't it? So we
Yeah.
kind of figured Grant was a given. So it's nice to have it confirmed. I'm excited to see him again. Don't know how long we're going to have him for. Probably the 40th anniversary week, I would imagine.
Yeah,
You know, he'll come
yeah.
back the week before the anniversary week starts, and then we'll be gone by sort of by the end of the week. I'm intrigued to see how he's going to get on with the other Mitchells, the new Mitchells.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Sort of
Yeah, I
older
didn't think of
generation
that.
handing
I'm
it down to the newer
wondering,
ones.
will he be coming back alone? Will he be coming with Courtney, maybe? With
Maybe,
Courtney being tow? That'd be quite nice to see, wouldn't it? It's been quite a few
twud.
years.
And could he come back with Michelle? Is that a possibility?
Oh!
Is that a possibility? Oh, is that a
Oh!
possibility? Is it a possibility? Do
Yes,
you
it is a
think we could?
possibility, Rob. It is,
I'm.
yes.
It is. I sort of wonder, right, if we don't get Michelle back with as played by Susan Tully, I wonder if it could be possible to get Susan Tully to direct one of the episodes.
That'd be nice.
That'd be nice,
Yes, that
wouldn't it?
would be lovely.
It
Yeah,
wouldn't
that'd be
matter.
a
It would
nice way of her
matter to
returning.
such a small subsection of the EastEnders community, but I don't care.
Yes.
It's such a niche
No,
thing for
same.
them to go, have that. There you go. You can have that.
Yeah.
That'd be niche, but
Yeah, maybe
I'd enjoy
though.
that. Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know.
same.
I feel like there's so much still to come that we have no idea about though. So, but Grant returning is great news. All right, I'm excited.
Yes.
Let's see how that plays out. Interesting that they're not really revealing too much about his return.
I'm saying that he's a massive part of the 40th, so.
We shall
Interesting.
see. Commentary.
We've got a comment from Lana Bum who says, I think this is going to be a dementia storyline for Nigel, with Phil
Yep.
possibly nursing him through it. Another dot on Ethel.
Oh, another. Oh, that's interesting. I didn't think of that comparison.
No, I didn't
Yes.
think of that either.
Yeah, because
Oh, that'd be sweet.
they're quite enjoying, like, sort of doing the parallels towards previous storylines as they go into the
Yes,
anniversary. It's a
very
very
much.
nostalgic anniversary in many ways. So, yeah, and the Dot and Ethel thing, old friends helping someone to die. I can see that playing out quite easily. Yeah, good shout there, Lyle. Yeah. Interesting. Renaissance Costume has said, really conflicted with Nugget. I've always said there's so much more story potential for him. It's hard not to feel for him when he's been raised around toxic masculinity. He genuinely could have just been feeling guilty in tonight's episode, but I do wonder if there's something more sinister brewing. He's the complete opposite to Ranveer and Nish and has been suffering from low self-esteem recently, which makes his psyche fascinating. I've said I want a big old storyline for Nugget. All right, because I Nugget is my favorite of the panel of the kids on the square, right? And I think
This could be
Jahane
a,
would knock any storyline that's given to him out of the park.
Yes,
So,
I agree. Is the guilt going to be eating him up from
yeah,
what he's done?
is this
And
the
yeah.
catalyst for something, Ree? Is this what we're
I
saying? Could be a
hope
catalyst.
so.
Could be a
Yeah,
catalyst.
definitely. And then
Yes.
he's going to end, and then it'll end up being Ravi. Or maybe Ravi's going to confess it to Nugget, and then he's going to live with that
Yeah.
guilt on top and be
Yeah.
like, oh, so I made my dad push him. Oh, no, but it's my dad's fault. Ooh,
Yeah.
yeah,
This
definitely.
is going to mess Nugget up, I think.
Yes,
The
definitely.
aftermath of this, I think it's going to be interesting. Yeah.
Yes, very interesting.
Panthers are going to be one to watch moving forward and beyond the anniversary, I think. I think it's about going to be sort of seeing what they are like without Nish, seeing how they interact with one another without Nish, and sort of. Is free like it's going to be interesting to sort of see because Nish has had them under lock and key for so long mentally. It's going to be interesting to sort of see is there going to be almost some sort of Stockholm syndrome going on there? Like, are they going to be start fighting amongst themselves even though Nish is now gone? How long is his
Very
influence going to
easily,
last
yeah.
for? Yeah, interesting. Go on.
And last comment from Joanne, who says, for the 40th and the love triangle, is nobody else thinking that it could be Sharon, Phil, and Teddy?
We did
Yeah.
say, yeah, it could be. It
Yeah,
could.
I think it
So,
could
who
be.
would you vote for in that regard? That was the choice.
Sharon and Phil.
Yeah, I think, again, this is the situation they have here where it's sort of like the outcome seems obvious in a number of these votes. Like, the only one that I feel like could sort of go either way is Kathy, Harvey, and Jean.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I think all the
But
others.
Stacey, Martin, and Ruby, obviously, people are going to go for Stacey and Martin, right?
You'd think, but maybe they're going to change our mind in this next month or
They'll
so.
have a
Who
job.
knows?
They'll have a
I
job.
agree. I agree, but
Hey,
maybe.
let's. So maybe the Kathy
Stranger
and
things have
Harvey
happened.
and Jean thing is the way to go because I feel like that could be slightly more open-ended because people love Kathy and people love Jean.
Yes. Yeah, true. It
So
could, yeah. And even I don't know who I'd vote in that particular scenario. So
I'm not
yeah, that one
100%
would
sure
be,
who I'd go for. Yeah,
no,
that's.
that could be a good choice, definitely.
Well, let us know in the comment section or by communicating us. Let us know in the comment section by communicating in any of the following ways.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and all your favourite podcast sites. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20After Dark.
Yes, indeed, you can. That's it for the first episode of the year. Thank you very much for listening. Ree has something else to say. Go on. Oh,
One last
yes.
thing.
This is how well I am. I've forgotten about this. Go on, Ree. Carry on.
We are releasing our nominees for
Yes.
the Albert Square After Dark 2024 awards show so that
Yes.
you
This
can
is
all get
back.
voting. So if you're watching this or listening to this right now, you've got 1 week to vote. And we'll be sending the link on all of our social media outlets, so keep an eye out and get voting. And please only vote once
Yep. Go
to
on.
make it fair. It's only our pot. I mean, it's only our pot. It is our amazing podcast awards show, but let's make it fair and make it a real vote.
The link will be in the show notes on YouTube as well as you are clicking on this. So give it a click and get voting, and we'll see about the results. Probably next week at some point, maybe the following week. But
Yes, it'll
you've
be a
got a
separate
week.
episode.
Yeah, you've got a
Yes, we've
week
got
to
a week
vote.
to
So
vote.
Get voting, please. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. I can only apologize for how ill I've sounded this week, the past 2 weeks, to be honest.
You sound a lot better than last week, Rob. Don't worry about it.
I hope nobody's
You're
been
human.
Too revolted by someone hacking away into a microphone. I can only apologize. Hopefully, by this time next week, I'll actually sound human. But let's see. Until then, ladies and gents, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.